أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان لأهل المدينة ومن حولهم من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه، ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطغون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح، إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. ولا ينفقون نفقة صغيرة ولا كبيرة ولا يقطعون واديا إلا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 120 and 121 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the Ahl Medina and the people around them and what was most appropriate. Allah says it is not becoming, it is not appropriate for the people of Medina Munawwara, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ, and the nomads around Medina Munawwara, أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that they remain behind and not emerge and go out in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا يَرْغَبُوا بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, and that they prefer themselves over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One great ni'mat that Allah had bestowed upon Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was not only the opportunity to go out in the path of Allah, that was a great ni'mat of Allah, but together with that, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by and large had also gone out with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. It was not that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the announcement and they would leave and he would remain behind, but he as far as possible would go out with Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and then not just as a token, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will participate. Now on the other side, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings this to the notice of the ummah, that it can never be then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves everything behind and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes out in the path of Allah, then the believers don't emerge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this by way of preference then, that it is not possible that being a mu'min, a believer, you prefer yourself, your own comfort over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you go out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Khaytama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all with regards to the expedition of Tabuk included. Abu Khaytama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had not initially emerged and gone out with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He delayed a little bit in Medina Tayyibah, and then one day he came home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left for Tabuk. Abu Khaytama's family, his wife, had prepared for him some dish, and there was to this extent that there was kind of a canopy, a little tent that was constructed in his garden. She brought some fresh dates, and to create coolness from the heat, she even watered the ground so that there won't be much heat that he would experience. And now he goes and he sits, and then he thinks about this, that I am in all this luxury, in all this comfort, whilst Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is toiling out there in the heat. And immediately his heart could not accept it. There was that electric shock in that heart, that love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Khaytama did not take one morsel. He said to his wife, I will go out in the path of Allah. And he leaves from Medina Munawwara and he races, it comes in a riwayat, he rode like the wind. In other words, so fast, so swift. In the distance, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum could see this dust in the air.
And they were wondering, who is this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kun Aba Khaythama. It has to be Abu Khaythama. When Abu Khaythama comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba was Sahaba. He spoke the truth. He gave the entire incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What had happened? What spurred him to come out in the path of Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, and he sought Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for the little delay that Abu Khaythama had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ غَمَأٌ. That is because they do not go through any form of thirst, وَلَا نَصَبٌ, any type of fatigue, tiredness, وَلَا مَخْمَصَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and any kind of hunger in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَطَعُونَ مُوْتِعَ, and they do not thread any path, يَغِيظُ الْكُفَّارِ, which will annoy and anger the kuffar. وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوبٍ نَيْلًا, and they will not take anything from the disbelievers insofar as the spoils of war are concerned. إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ, but it will be written for them as a pious deed. Going out in the path of Allah, the thirst, the hunger, the tiredness, the fatigue, and especially in jihad fi sabilillah, to annoy and anger the kuffar, is one act of good that Allah Ta'ala calls amal saliha. And then to acquire the booty is also an amal saliha. It is a good deed in the eyes of Allah. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not spoil, does not let the ajr of the believers go to waste. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ نَفَقَةً صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرًا, and they do not spend any spending, be it little or be it a lot. وَلَا يَقْطَعُونَ وَادِيًا, and they do not traverse any field, any plain. إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ, but it will be written in their favor. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense them. أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, better than what they had done, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant. And again Allah ta'ala reminds all of us, whatever we do for the sake of Allah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will most certainly reward us. And on the other hand, this Allah ta'ala is speaking to Sahaba, but we should also try and align ourselves to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.